BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
So, 2019, and we still appear to be on. This is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast.
I really enjoyed the show today because it felt like getting stuff out the system.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's been banking up, and then today it sort of just exploded all over your radio.
I have backed up for a while, to be honest. So it feels good to have that release.
It's a release.
Right, and we're so lucky to be able to do this on a daily basis, you know? But I've not done it daily for a long time.
I've missed you, I've missed everyone here, and most importantly, I've missed everyone listening to this.
Yes. So hello, podcast listeners. Today on the show, our Tune of the Week artist, Lewis Capaldi, becomes even more of a legend, and you'll find out why. Also, why are there still fake evil judges, panto queens on reality TV shows? I've got some great tips if you are trying to diet, and because a lot of people are doing Veganuary, Chris Stark, the vegan whisperer, is back. It's a skill. Enjoy! Chris is here.
All right.
It's all back to normal. How was the weekend?
I had a great weekend, yeah. Yeah, it's been fun. I was in Newport yesterday for the FA Cup, doing some stuff, you know, the BBC coverage of the FA Cup. And, met quite a few people at that game. It was a massive game because Newport beat Leicester.
Yeah.
Leicester, just to explain it to you, Scott, Leicester are obviously technically better.
I bet it was a good night in Newport last night.
Unbelievable, right?
That's weird because I was down the road. I was literally I was in South Wales also this weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I've got some people to shout out, if that's okay. Yeah.
Oh, well, interesting. Right, so have I.
So there were some lads who I met in Bute Park or in Cardiff on Saturday. They've just literally texted going, great to have you back on. Thanks for coming out to support us at the finish line of our marathon. Now, they were doing a marathon just for lols.
What?
These two lads.
So you turn up to random marathons just to watch, do you?
No. They just, because they're in training for like some massive, like three marathons or something. So they did like a casual 26 miles from Merthyr Tydfil all the way to Cardiff, which is about 26 miles.
Were you running?
No. They were just there and they were like, oh, can you take a picture of us? Because we just finished a marathon. And then they went, it's Scott Mills! I was like, yeah, I'll take a picture
wicked.
Of you.
Yeah.
So that's Matt and Tom. Hi, boys.
Can I say hello to Poppy, Robin and Taylor, who I met in Newport, and also Fat Lad.
Fat Lad, yeah.
Lovely, lovely guy, Fat Lad, said he really wanted a shout out on Radio 1, and we go through with our promises, don't we?
Yeah. Also, I'd like to shout out the entire staff of the shop that rhymes with Warbucks in MacArthur Glen Outlet yesterday in Bridge End. They let me behind the counter. I've never been a barista before.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Wow,
they tried to make a drink and everything. It was
and
great.
And what is it from that side of the counter?
It's
a totally different view.
Literally everything. It's so good. It's completely different. Yeah. Yes, I had a picture with some of the staff there.
Did you misspell some names whilst you were there as well?
Yeah, just
cups?
For lols, you know.
Scott Mills.
God, I've missed you. It's Scott here on Radio 1.
That was really dramatic. God, we've missed you.
Ellie Goulding's coming up, and also Sam Fender.
It's not the same, though, is it? Like, it's good to be back.
Do you mean? It's not the same.
Well, I just mean, like, it's... I feel like we're back home. Do you know what I mean? I've missed you, and I've missed doing this. And
yeah, it's really... I was just saying...
I've been really excited about coming back and doing the radio today.
I just said off air, I was like, this is the most fun job in the whole world.
It is.
On the
really
best radio station in the world.
Tick. Totally agree.
You know me, I go through a lot of fad diets.
Yeah.
It's all or nothing with me, isn't it?
Oh, you'll be really on right now, though, as well.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are. But, you know, like, sometimes I will just have, like, a piece of chicken and some lettuce, but then I'll slip and I'll have a full-on cheesemus, like that burger I had just before Christmas.
Yeah.
With everything in it.
But also, the closer it gets to Christmas, the more you just let yourself go. Actually, let's just deal with this in the new year. It's absolutely fine.
Undo the belt. Not completely, obviously, just a few notches.
Yeah, that would be inappropriate.
Yeah.
I know what you mean, but I don't bother with that because I think January is a better time to bulk up, if you will.
Right.
I'll tell you why, because they're so desperate because everyone's not eating that they give you amazing deals at this time of year to try and tempt you to eat lots of food.
I'm playing a new version of Whamageddon, but with Joe Wicks. Every time I spot him or something, it's like, oh, I'm out of the game.
All right, yeah,
literally
nice.
On everything.
So what diet are you on at the moment, then?
I'm just being healthy, but I have got some good diet hacks for you if you're keen.
Yeah. Yeah, well, do you think I need it as well?
A little bit, yeah, I'm not going to lie.
That's what Rhea said the other day. I find that, yeah, being honest about it, it did stick in my brain.
What did she say? Like a melted candle.
she didn't say that. It's really harsh. As she was just saying, like, you could do with a little bit more.
It's all just gone a bit soft. We all have.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That happens.
Coming up, I've got some tips where you can get all of the taste but none of the calories.
Scott Mills.
Do you remember the days that we used to go out and you'd lick the chips? So you wouldn't eat the chips, but you'd lick them. So you sort of got the flavour of the chips.
Yeah, that was a January thing as well.
Worst thing was they weren't even our chips.
Whose were they?
They were on the table next door.
Oh, yeah, I just...
That was a low, wasn't it?
Mind swept those.
Is that a diet hack?
What, steal people's chips?
Well, not
and
the
then
theft,
lick them.
But the sort of the licking of the chips.
I'm over that now. I've got new ones for you.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've got new rules. Do you want some?
Go on then.
I saw a really good one on Twitter yesterday, which I will be doing this evening. Cost January nothing to do. All you do is, you know the chocolate that rhymes with Wary Milk?
Yeah.
Right, so you know that, obviously, you break that up into chunks, okay? Like a square. Freeze the squares individually. Simply take them out of the freezer once they're frozen and just suck on it. Honestly, lasts ages. All of the taste, you're not actually consuming it.
But then you are consuming it because you're sucking on it. So you're sucking on it what?
Just suck it.
What, and spit it out or what?
Yeah.
But that's... This isn't a hack. It's just stupid.
It honestly lasts ages and you get all the taste of the chocolate. And you're hardly eating any.
This is so stupid.
Also, shout out to my friend Emily, who used to snack on crisps and that at her desk. Mm-hmm. Right now, she's got some frozen peas, putting them in the oven for 45 minutes. Next day, they turn into crispy snacks for the office.
Oh.
Actually, really tasty. Because they crisp up, see? Any more, just let me know. I've got loads.
Scott Mills.
This is why we love Lewis Capaldi. He's our tune of the week this week. And he's just acknowledged that on his social media. Have you noticed he wears these really kind of sassy sunglasses that he's got?
Yeah. His social media is great. He'll do Instas live, listening to Radio 1 on the toilet.
Yeah.
And he'll just put it out there.
Yeah.
The video days.
So the sunglasses do appear in this one, and he puts them on as the music kicks in. He's literally just put this on Twitter.
So I just found out that Someone You Loved is going to be Scott Mills' track of the week this week on BBC Radio 1. Thank you very much to Scott for picking the song. Tune in if you want to hear it. It's going to be playing all week on Radio 1, and you know what that means.
Glasses.
Yes, yes, yes. Here comes the money. Yeah!
I love him.
Dude. Scott Mills.
I'm Scott Mills. How exciting is it that Jan Slam is back on Radio 1? January? Meh. Jan Slam? Yes.
The NFL lads this morning, Jason and Osi, we love them so much. They're so funny.
So funny.
Their voices are incredible.
Yeah, we had them on last year, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah. They're amazing, amazing. What prize as well.
Absolutely. Congratulations so much to Lewis and Milton Keynes, who won that huge Super Bowl prize. Like, you can't even get that.
Guys, incredible. Because for me, like, watching the Super Bowl, I love it. I love Chappers. I love those lads. I love sitting down with a load of food. BBC does it best. Get a load of mates around, make an evening of it. But to be there, I can't even imagine what that must be like.
The atmosphere.
Ah, it's an incredible prize.
Lewis, you're going to have such a good time. But it is far from over. We're just getting started. We've got literally the biggest prizes that we can offer you ever in music, movies, TV and sport. I've worked at Radio 1 a while now. I don't remember giving away prizes as good as this ever.
No, and these are the kind of prizes that I think in other places you sort of get one of these occasionally. It's the fact they're every day.
Every single day. So it continues tomorrow. Listen to Greg James on Radio 1 Breakfast at 8 a.m. This is a chance to win you and a mate two tickets to the FA Cup final on the 18th of May. And you will get a photo with the actual FA Cup itself. Now, I have actually met the FA Cup.
Yeah.
And I'm not a massive fan of football. I get involved when it's really exciting, like at the World Cup.
Well, you actually thought it was the World Cup. You previously told me that you'd met the World Cup.
I got them mixed up. So there was one time where I was like, oh yeah, I haven't met the World Cup actually. It was actually the FA Cup. And let me tell you, it did not disappoint. It was really informed, did all the hits.
Yeah.
And you will also get to visit the Match of the Day studio and meet the presenters. Who's that?
Is that
Lineker?
Yeah. Lineker, Shearer. Well, whoever the presenters are at the time. I don't know who's going to be doing it for the final. I assume it's them.
Must be. They're the A-team, right?
Yeah. It's just an unbelievable prize. Obviously, I'm a big football fan. I love the FA Cup. I love games like yesterday. I was at the Newport Leicester game, which was a giant killing. And you see that and you're watching that. And the magic of the FA Cup. It's an amazing tournament on the BBC.
So the only thing standing between you and the prize is three questions. Listen to Greg James, Radio and Breakfast, 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. Two tickets. That's you and a mate, or a boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife or mum, dad, whoever. But two tickets to the FA Cup final in May, and you'll meet the actual FA Cup.
The Radio 1 Jam Slam.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Katie. It's like, oh my God, my friend Luke would absolutely love this FA Cup prize. Listen to Greg James tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. You can get to go to the FA Cup final and meet the actual World Cup. No, the FA Cup.
FA Cup. You've got
why would you meet the World
right?
Cup at the FA Cup final?
I know, that's what I've been trying to explain to you for ages. A couple of people have been on saying, after what you just said there, it sounds like you've had relations with the FA Cup.
What did I say? It was actually the FA Cup. And let me tell you, it did not disappoint. No, I mean, it was very impressive up close.
Have you had relations with that trophy?
I have not had relations with that trophy.
I often tell myself that we could be more than just friends.
Scott Mills.
That's a quite awkward song to play after the FA Cup accusation there. More Than Friends. James Hype and Kelly Lee.
I don't know what the rules are with this sort of thing, but if you do win the Jan Slam competition tomorrow, you can only do certain things with the cup.
Are you allowed to touch it? I don't know whether you are.
I reckon... Well, no, I don't want to commit to anything, but you certainly can't do what we were insinuating on the that song.
Are you allowed to touch it, do you think? So that'd be awful if you won and then you got like tasered or something.
But then you have that moment, don't you? And you sort of want to give it a quick kiss or just lick it.
Yeah, you do. It's like if there's a button, you like the red button, you want to press it, don't you?
Because we met the FA Cup when it was brought into... In fact, Shearer brought it in. That was such a weird show. We had Ed Sheeran on.
Yes.
Alan Shearer was in and the cup.
Did you touch it?
I sniffed it.
Right. But not allowed to touch. There's a massive man stood next to it
there
all
is,
the time.
With gloves, which is a bit weird.
If you do win, do not touch.
BBC
Scott Mills.
So we got bangers coming up. Remember that? Where we pick a song each and then the listener decides
yes.
which one's the best?
Yeah.
It's been a while, that's all.
Yeah, well, I hope you're going to have a better year than last year.
I mean, I really crashed and burned towards the end of the year, didn't I? 2:40 today, bangers is back on Radio 1.
Been offered this thing. The team here came up with this idea that, in fact, this year you could have a golden envelope, which I've got here. It's a brown envelope, ironically. But the golden envelope contains one song that would guarantee you a banger's win, which, should you feel that you're struggling a bit, you can reach for the golden envelope.
Is it a bit like, what, like break glass for emergency?
You only get one of these a year, though.
A year?
Yeah. So we'll leave that at the back there. Golden envelope at some point, should you need, there's a banger in there.
Is it just for me?
Just for you, yeah, to help you.
How patronising.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there you go. Think of it as like assisting.
Well, you need some help. Open the envelope. Go on.
So it says the golden envelope. It's written the golden envelope on it. It's a brown envelope. And the brown envelope will just live at the back of the studio should you need it.
Pop it back there then. Thanks very much for your help.
Scott Mills.
Looking forward to having Grimmy back today. That was quite the holiday he had. Did anyone see that on Instagram?
Oh, it was amazing. At one point he was getting a bumbaleo. Right, and I messaged him because he tagged us in it.
I know.
It was like bumbaleo on the beach. I was like, is that Noel Gallagher you're sat right next to there? It was.
Was it?
It was Noel Gallagher, and Grimmy's got him sort of bumbaleying.
That's mad.
Bumbaleoing. On holiday. Unbelievable scenes.
I know. There were yachts, there was all sorts going on. Rita Ora was there. I liked it when Grimmy put on her actual bikini.
I didn't see that.
That was awesome.
What did she wear?
No, there was just two pictures, one of her wearing it and one of him wearing it.
Who wore it better?
Yeah, it was kind of like that. Very amusing Instagrams. So Nick is back with the chart update from 4, and also he has to pick the best song by Khalees.
Khalees?
Got to be Milkshake, right? Oh, what about Caught Out There, though? That's good, isn't it?
Tricky, yeah.
Now, just to flag to the producers, soon you're going to run out of artists, because I'm not being funny about Khalees, but we're on Khalees now. And maybe it's time to freshen it up a bit in 2019. Because you're running out of people.
Yeah.
What's going to be next? Well, Nick has to pick the best song by CeeLo Green.
Which would be what? Bright Lights, Bigger City,
of course.
For me.
Yeah.
Or Cry Baby.
I'm just saying, soon they're going to run out. They might want to think about a refresh.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
One of the saddest things about January is all the upturned Christmas trees just on the streets, you know?
Have you seen this?
They're really sad.
There was something I saw on Instagram, and it's an account where it's Christmas trees that have been abandoned and sort of... Yeah. There was one at a bus stop.
I know, it's horrible.
And it was like it was catching a bus back to wherever it goes, but it was all dishevelled and hung over.
They're all dead and like, oh, help me. Yeah. It's over now.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Colette.
Hello.
How's Grimsby today, please?
It's the dream.
Why?
Really not.
Really not?
It's so grey, but it's all good. It's all good.
Mm. I mean, if Grimsby had good weather, you've got a banging beach there.
Yeah, that's true. That is very...
If you had the weather of, like, the Caribbean, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, no.
But not.
I don't think the beach... I think that you'd probably catch something, to be honest.
Oh, OK. So what's the plan? You're seeing some uni friends, aren't you, soon?
Yes. So this weekend is the uni... The annual Christmas dinner we've been doing for 10 years. So this is year... I think this will be year 11.
But what about your January diet?
Yeah, no, that's not happening.
Fair play.
No.
So what do you mean? This is a reunion thing that you do?
So we've known each other for 10 years, went to uni together, and every single year, without fail, we all 10 of us meet up at somebody's house. Now there's an extended family, we've got Padgate kids, we've got Padgate husbands.
Right. So, reunions are an issue, though, right? So I was DJing this reunion not that long ago, Scott, and everyone there, they'd sort of moved on with their lives, they were in relationships and things like that.
Yeah.
Turned up at this reunion, and it was all on. They were all getting off with each other.
Were they?
Honestly, there was stuff going on in other areas of the place that I was DJing. And it's like, the reunions, I think, get everyone all excited because they suddenly think that they're back.
Yeah, the thing is, you're in a relationship now. You're not at university anymore, so don't get off with the waiter.
Be careful.
Yeah. Right, anyway, Colette, don't do that. Here's my banger for today. It's Rihanna and Calvin Harris. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all right.
More than all right. It's one of the best pop songs ever made. We Found Love is my banger today.
It's quite Christmas party, isn't it? This is where you see Bob from Accounts.
Yeah.
He's got his tie.
Yeah, he's got his tie.
It's over his head.
Whipping it round his head.
Susie's twerking away.
One, two, three, go! Woo!
He loves it. Right, that's Scott's banger choice. My banger choice today is basic as well, and it's this. But I just love this song so much. This is Jack U, Bieber, Where Are You Now?
Both very strong choices, I think.
Interesting. Interesting. I'm not sure. I love that Bieber song, but I'm also feeling Bob at the Christmas party.
Yeah.
So I just don't... I'm not sure. I guess it's reunion weekend. Reunion weekend means you're getting back on it a little bit more, which means tie around your head, Bob at the Christmas party. Let's go for Rihanna.
Yes.
One. Dance is for everyone. It's who you are.
This show is special.
The greatest dancer podcast with me, Molly King.
There's nothing like it.
No audition is the same.
This is a podcast that goes beyond the TV show.
Who wants it the most? Who will work the hardest?
We are going to be getting all that backstage gossip. I'm going to be talking to the judges and the contestants. If anything's going on, you're going to hear it here first. Think of it as your weekly fix of The Greatest Dancer when the show isn't enough.
You've come all the way from Kazakhstan.
That feeling of being alive.
Listen now on BBC Sounds.
Cannot go wrong with that track. That is Rihanna and Calvin Harris. We Found Love.
You're ahead in the year now.
Is it maybe Calvin Harris featuring Rihanna, I think, yeah?
Yes.
Lauren in Norfolk says, please, 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 can you play the Danny Howard clip? This has been going on too long. I'm so sorry, Danny Howard. Sorry. But yeah, I can. This is when that song was out and Danny Howard was trying to explain dance music to them over on Radio 4.
So the bill that you hear there with the laser riser is like, do. That's the euphoric moment we sort of mentioned earlier, where you know something's going to happen. You've had your sing along, you've had the claps, and now we need something to really sort of go at on the dance floor. And that build up is one of the most important parts. And you feel it. It's, something's going to come. And when the drop comes in, that's when the place goes crazy.
Have we heard the drop yet?
We just heard the drop then. Just making sure we knew.
So good.
Scott Mills.
Right, we've got Chris, the vegan whisperer, coming up. I don't know how, but somehow he manages every time, hasn't failed yet, to detect in someone's voice whether they're a meat eater or they love the plant.
It's a skill. It's just it's something we realised we do. I think we've worked out in the pub and just went from there.
So he's going to test his skills again within the next 15 minutes. Stay there for that. Do you know what's a massive who? We were just discussing this in the studio. Can I actually who it? Evil panto villain judges on reality TV.
Yes.
Her. It's so boring.
Well, they all used to be evil and just unnecessarily horrible to people.
Do you remember when Simon Cowell was actually really horrible? Was like, you can't sing, you can't dance, go home.
But that was the thing. People almost liked the fact that they were hating. The same with the one from Strictly. He used to be a lot worse.
I've actually got a clip of him. That's Craig Revel-Horwood. I mean, he is classic panto, like, evil queen, right?
Yeah.
Like, and this is him back in the day to Anne Widdecombe.
I thought it was more like the dancing hippos, darling, and panto. Gorgeous, it's ethereal, it was light, it was beautiful, and then you land a dog on the floor, and that's, I'm afraid, where the problems began.
Right, even Craig now has kind of softened it a bit.
Yeah, because it's a who.
It's such an old act. Like, it's so old school. Cut to 2019, and I was watching a bit of Dancing on Ice last night. What's his name? Jason Gardner.
Oh, he's the vicious one, isn't he? But... like, knows what he's doing.
I'm so bored of it, though.
Yeah, don't need it.
Here he is talking to Mark Little off of Neighbours back in the day.
I didn't spot the free turn, and I certainly didn't spot a performance. What I saw was a whole lot of cod acting at the top that then sort of disintegrated into a mess.
Oh, bore off. And here he is talking about Gemma Collins.
You do talk up a big talk, but you don't back it up. And you didn't back it up tonight.
She did the splits.
She didn't do the splits. She had one leg out and one leg, I don't know what it was doing.
Oh, just be
did
nice.
Did Gemma Collins do the splits on ice?
Oh, mate. Have you not seen it?
I haven't seen this.
Where have you been?
Wow.
I mean, it was kind of half split.
Yeah, but still, for the first show.
I mean, fair play to her for going out and doing that. I mean, she flicked her hair at one point and there was almost a stumble. But please watch. It's already iconic.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.
Do you know what everyone's talking about right now?
What?
Vegans.
True.
And I don't want to get into any kind of argument or discussion about whether it's right or wrong. It's a personal choice. Whatever you want to do behind closed doors is fine by me. I'm not going to shove like a load of pigs and blankets in your face.
Yeah.
I was with someone yesterday who normally absolutely loves the meat. She adores it. But she's given vegan a go. And yesterday, when I was with her, she ordered a vegatsu.
And what is that?
That's a katsu curry, but without the meat.
Yeah. I think, especially this time of year, I think there seems to be quite a lot of people that are into it because it lends itself to what a lot of people say is quite a healthy lifestyle, cause plant.
I had a bite of it, and it was actually delicious.
Yeah.
But I said to her, because it was covered in the katsu sauce, I was like, what is that? Because it looks like chicken. She's like, I don't know. It's like mystery veg.
Right.
But it's definitely plant. But it was delicious. So I think this is a perfect time to bring back Chris Stark, the vegan whisperer.
Scott, by the way, we've been meaning to bring this back for quite a while. This isn't anything really to do with the fact that everyone's kicking off about a veganuary or whatever it's called.
No.
It was more just we were DJing in places and people were coming up to us and saying, tell me if I'm a vegan, that sort of thing. And maybe there is more of a demand for it on the radio. So we should bring back my vegan whisperer skills. Although it drains me, I'm not going to lie.
He does have this incredible skill, Chris, which I've not experienced with anyone else I know. He kind of goes into this zone.
Yeah.
And you go a bit like cross-eyed and like your hands start to shake.
Honestly, it takes it out of me. So I don't know if you've seen that little one on Game of Thrones, the one where his eyes go backwards.
Why is like that?
And then he transforms into a bird. Like, that's what it is for me. I have to go to this sort of special place.
Yeah.
But when I do, I can tell whether the person we're talking to on the phone is vegan or not.
Just from their voice.
Or a meat eater, yeah.
So let's bring back our game.
Meat and two veg.
That's right, it's meat and two veg here on Radio 1. Three callers on the line. One of them eats meat. Two of them eat veg. However, sometimes it might not always be the case.
Yes,
because we just wanted to call it that.
Exactly, because last time we did the game, we realised the flaw was you knew what the third one was because it was just the one that was left over.
Yeah.
But, you know, with meat and two veg, sometimes you think it's meat and two veg, and it's not. It's all veg.
That's right. So that's the name of the feature, but it's not necessarily always the case. Like,
yeah.
Right, OK, so let's play after this. We've got three callers on the line.
Scott Mills.
We've brought it back for 2019. It's...
Meat and two veg.
Can we get that properly made at some point, please?
Yeah, at some point. Good afternoon, Danny.
Hello.
Where do you live, please?
I'm from Cornwall, but I'm living in Cardiff.
OK. How's it being back at work today?
Well, I'm at uni, so... You know,
so
uni work, not quite the same thing. It's hard, though.
You find it a struggle, are you?
Yeah, it's deadlines.
Deadlines, but are you doing lectures at the moment? Was it an early lecture today?
Lectures don't start till like the end of January, so we got a bit of time until I have to really worry.
Hard, though.
Right. It's hard, though.
Yeah. It's stressful. It's stressful getting up to the library at 9 a.m.
Is that what you did today?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. I'm not judging, I'm just...
You sound a little bit aggressive there, Danny. not going to lie.
When everyone's back to work, I'm just trying to say it's hard too, you know?
Yeah, I know, the struggle is real.
Yeah, we're with you, Danny, it's all good.
All right, I'm glad.
See, that could be a clue.
Yeah. Well, I'm not in the zone yet.
No, I know, but like it could be making it like, a little bit aggressive. The change in diet, whatever that might be.
People are listening right now trying to work out if you're vegan or a meat eater. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go to a very special place. Sometimes I need to get held down.
Are you ready to go to the
really
place?
Really sort of thrash around. So let me just have a moment of silence. Mm. And then I won't be here in sort of mind in a second, guys. Mm. So if it goes too far, do you know what I mean? Just bring me back.
Mm. Okay.
I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, Danny.
We've got two boys either side of you, two strong lads. So it should be all right if they need to pin you down.
Don't try this at home unless you do have this sort of supervision. But I'm going to just take a moment here and I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, Danny. You just answer those and I'll come back with the answer.
Cool.
I don't like the face. What's your favourite day of the week?
Oh, Friday.
Who's your favourite pop star?
Oh, Britney Spears.
Oh, God.
What's your favourite nightclub in Cardiff?
Oh, Buffalo, but it just got shut down.
Meat Eater! Meat Eater!
Yeah, I am.
You see? 100% success rate.
Also, Britney Spears is not my favourite pop star. It just came to my head.
Yeah, but that's
okay.
What it is. It's just a word association thing.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm actually gutted. I thought you'd get it wrong.
So you are fully on the meat, are you?
Yeah, I had a chicken korma last night.
Yeah, yes. Do you know what? I'm not going to lie, it sounds really heavy on your voice.
I do think, like, my voice only said aggressive. I thought that kind of gives it away. I do agree.
Mm.
Yeah. Because for me, it wasn't... It sounds like you've got chicken on the throat, but yeah, it's sort of like something slightly more claggy than that. And that would probably be the curry sauce coming through on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. That sounds about right.
See, I thought you might have lost the skill because we've not done this for a year, but it's still you've still got it, babe.
I've still got it.
All right, thank you very much, Danny.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Meat and two veg.
We'll get it done properly at some point. All right, who's on the line? Is that Jenny?
Yes.
Hello,
hi.
Jenny. Hey, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
Where are you today?
I am in work.
How's that going for you?
Okay, I've been in training all morning and I've got some more training coming up this afternoon.
Okay.
I think I've got this one already, but give me the
music.
What,
just from the voice?
Yeah, weirdly. Okay. I'm picking it up, let me go back to my special place. Name a famous person that you fancy.
Ooh, David Beckham.
What's your favourite reality TV star?
Keeping Up with Kardashians.
Vegan?
Yes.
Wow, yeah. See?
Just for this month, though.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay, so you're giving it a go?
Yes.
How's it going?
Really well so far.
Yeah, it's like there's so much nice vegan food.
I know, and who knew there was
That's so weird, actually, because you sound like someone that's been vegan for longer.
Oh, do I?
Yeah, you sound like a veteran.
Yeah, you've yeah, interested in that.
You know that face that you do?
Yeah.
I wouldn't like to be your wife.
Well, it's not a celebratory...
It's the cross-eyed thing I don't like.
Well, I can't see what I look like, obviously, because it, you know...
All right, thanks very much, Jenny.
Okay, thank you.
Love you, bye. You're vegan.
Love you, bye.
Right, one more. Good afternoon, Nick.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to Meat & Two Veg on Radio 1.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, we've already had a vegan and a meat eater. And even though the game is called Meat & Two Veg, don't let yourself think the outcome is obvious, because it might not be.
I could be a wild card.
You could. Where are you today?
I'm in very drizzly Manchester.
Okay. You getting the vibe already? Or?
Yeah, I worry. Don't disguise your voice, Nick. That's what I would say, all right? Just give a true representation.
Is this your real voice?
This is my real voice, yes.
Okay. Are you ready?
Music! When's the last time you went to the gym?
No, hold him down! Hold him down! Hold him down!
Fine,
hold him down!
When's the last time you went to...
Go.
Do you want me back? Yeah. Do you want me back?
Sorry, we had to restrain him there, Nick. Sorry. Okay,
it's
right,
like
go.
Kicking out.
Oh, God.
When's the last time you went to the gym?
Yesterday morning.
What's your favourite season?
Summer.
Where did you last go on holiday?
Turkey.
Vegan. But you sound more meaty than that.
I'm only 7 days. I'm like a vegan virgin. I'm doing veganuary.
He's doing veganuary
as well. You are vegan at the moment.
I'm very, very vegan, yes. I literally love chickpeas all of a sudden.
Yeah, also...
You had a sausage not that long ago, though. I can hear it.
Well, do you know, I actually tried to get to Greg's for one of their vegan sausages, and I went in the freezing cold to get one, and they'd sold out 2 days in a row.
So did you have a sausage one, then?
No, I had nothing. I just had to walk out. That's all they have.
Are you lying? Did you eat a sausage?
Honestly, I think you're lying.
No,
I can hear sausage. I do believe you're vegan, but I do think you've had a sausage recently.
That's my theory. I have had no sausage, and I'm suffering really quite severe vegan side effects.
Sure. Not even some wafer-thin ham?
No, I've been really good. I even opened a packet of Skips thinking that I would have a munch and realised they had some like milk in them, and I put them in the bin. I've been so good.
Isn't it a great skill that he possesses, Nick?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what you could do with it apart from being on the radio.
Well, it's a great feature, though.
That's why I'm on.
It's a great feature. Love it.
Good to speak to you.
Really love it. Thanks, guys.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
This is Nicola.
How can I help?
Well, I tweeted you last night because I didn't realise that you were in the film Movie 43.
Oh, I saw this. Was it quite late last night?
It was quite late last night, yeah.
And you put, since when were you in Movie 43, hun?
I swear to God, it was you.
I'm just getting the tweet back up now.
Okay.
What is that film? I've never heard of it.
Oh, it's a really, really weird, random film, but there's loads and loads of famouses in it. So I was like, well, why can't you be in it?
This was the picture that you sent to me last night.
Yeah.
I've just remembered this, yes. So apparently you spotted him in a film. But by the sounds of it wasn't you then, Scott. You would remember being in a movie, obviously.
It's not me. And, I mean, let's put this on our socials now, and Radio 1 will do the same, so just check the timeline. I don't know whether to be offended or not.
No, because I think it's you, but with less hair.
Yeah.
Like, maybe it'll be you in, like, 10 years' time or something.
Oh, thanks, yes.
The problem is, you don't know really what Scott looks like, because if you, say, search for a picture of him, you can get Scott... from a few years ago. You can get Scott in sort of nude form. You can get Scott in all different types of form. So it's hard to know what the actual Scott Mills looks like.
This is true.
When you see him in the film, I know for a second you must have been thinking, actually, is that Scott Mills?
Yeah, literally, I rewind it and I was like, oh my God, it does look like you, but maybe future Scott, like, in 10 years' time. Yeah,
what do you mean? Let himself go a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the ears are massive.
I do like the idea of knowing what people are going to look like in the future. I always think this with One Direction. All very well being, you know, the biggest group on the planet for a while, but at some point they will be old. And my theory is they can't all age well.
You know what I mean? True.
They're not going to age. And someone told me this in a pub the other day, right? Don't know if this is true, that your ears and your nose keep growing.
No.
Not real.
Yeah, apparently it's true. So as you get older, for some reason, so like if you've already got quite a big nose now, it's going to be Massive nose.
Yeah, massive.
Oh, no.
When you're old. And you can get those apps, can't you, which age you, but they age you too far. I don't want to know what you look like age 80, 90. I want to know what you're sort of looking like mid-50s.
Here's the thing that I've noticed, right, as I've got a little older. I now have a hook nose.
Yeah, have you?
More than I had before, yeah.
Listen, people get wound up about noses. I just think all noses are a bit weird. Mm.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you know what I think? Because I look at your eyes, right? And everyone look eyes. But if you just meet a person and look at the nose rather than your eyes,
my nose now.
Noses are just weird.
Scott Mills.
Hey, if you enjoyed that podcast, which is called The Scott Mills Daily, hit subscribe. Do a little review for us, because we're going to do something soon, I think, with the reviews on air.
Yes, that's
so you,
right.
You might be mentioned. You know you can get this podcast from BBC Sounds. That's where you get it from. Tell all of your friends about it. It's a good show. Scott Mills Daily. Scott Mills.